Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
Gentlemen, attention.
Are you all City Country Bowl 2 square on your body? Then I'll begin.
Hi, I'm Peter Asher, and this is your full English breakfast. Sausages, baked beans, fried bread, and great music. KX93.5.
Good morning, it's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. The Brits are taking over the airwaves right now. Here on KX93.5, it's your full English breakfast, in which I, Jason Feddie, invite a Brit, an expat, if you will, someone from the Jewel in a Sea of Velvet, to join me on the air for about an hour, and they bring in music that they like and is meaningful to them, and so we play their playlist and we chat about whatever they want to chat about. It's just a conversation. I'm saying that for the benefit of our guest this morning, Alison Tomko, who looks nervous. Are you all right, love?
Perfect.
Okay, get close to that microphone.
Okay, will do.
Not so close that you contract the disease that lurks upon it.
Ooh.
But close enough that we can hear your...
Got it.
...dulcet tones.
Got it.
How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I don't know. I feel like somebody punched me in the night. I've got a bruise on under my chin that I can't explain. I think my wife might be trying to kill me. Or the dog. Maybe the dog did it.
That's a problem.
It's a very odd feeling.
Yeah.
Because when I speak... I can feel my face in a way that I can't usually feel it. Hmm.
I think my kid's dad has the same thing. He got hit in the mouth with a golf ball yesterday.
Oh.
So he's probably got the same.
Do you know, maybe it's one of those things that it's just like I'm having a Munchausen thing going on here. I'm feeling his symptoms. How did he get hit in the face with a golf ball?
They were taking a little break during the Notre Dame game, and they went out, and my youngest was chipping the ball, and he was trying to get the ball out of the bush that it flew into, and his best friend decided to go ahead and chip the ball and chipped it right into the
right
side of his
head. Right into the side of his face.
Yeah.
He did it on purpose, you know.
I think so.
You know that, don't you? And you say, excuse me, Notre Dame.
Yes.
Right, but you are American, aren't you? You are British, excuse me, aren't you?
I am British.
But you say Notre Dame in a very American way.
I do,
and
I do.
You can explain that if you'd like. The fact that you have quite a sort of...
Yeah.
Not mid-Atlantic, quite an American accent, really.
Well, I moved here, I was born in Reading, and then I moved here in the 80s. Completely lost my accent. None, no trace of any accent.
How old were you when you arrived?
Do I have to say on the air?
Yeah, why not?
10.
You were 10, wow, so you really were a child when you arrived.
Yeah, yeah. And so I actually practiced to try and lose my English accent.
Yeah, understandable.
Because the kids were mean.
Yeah.
And so it went away, and then over the last sort of 8 years, I had the opportunity to go back and forth a lot. So I was with family, a lot, British family.
The past 8 years from just now?
Yeah.
Last 8 years, right, okay.
So the accent started coming back, but you can tell it's a kind of a... a funny mixture.
It's a mishmash, yeah.
People cannot tell what it is. It's just, it is what it is. Even my kids laugh because some of the words I say one way one day and it comes out a bit different the next day. So, yeah, it's a bit of a mixture.
It's so interesting, you know. Actually, my brother's been here longer than he was in England, much longer, actually, now. And he's got that kind of accent that sort of mishes and moshes about. When he's with his wife and kid, he's very American. When he hangs out with the rest of the British side of the family, it comes back a little bit for him, his British thing. But he's the same as you. He arrived when he was 16 and he wanted to fit in.
Yeah.
You know, I think when you're a bit older, you want to stand out. So you're quite happy to keep, you know,
that's
I've been here
right.
17 years, my accent has barely changed. Plus, I'm married to an English girl, that helps. Because there's no tomatoes in my house.
No, I bet not.
You know what I mean? Get a slap for that. So you were 10 years old.
Yes.
Were you excited? Was it like this big deal thing for you? Did you want to come?
You know, I actually don't remember wanting to come.
You probably didn't know much about America at 10,
no.
A little girl from Reading.
No, I mean, the first thing we remember is sort of driving from LAX and we didn't understand why the roads looked wet, but they weren't wet because it was the sort of heat.
Oh, that sort of a mirage thing.
And we had never seen that, so it was a bit strange, and we went right out to eat. Whereas in England, I think we'd been out to dinner three times in 10 years. And we, you know, it's American
culture,
food,
yeah.
And we're used to sort of meat and potatoes and veg every night. And yeah, so it was a bit of a transition.
Why did you come? Was one of your parents working here? Is that what?
Yeah, my mom and dad came over in 67 for 2 years for work, and then headed back to Reading and a couple other places in England. And then they decided when I was about seven that they were going to move back. And it took, you know, 3 years to get it all together.
He was sort of
in the aerospace industry, yeah. and we moved here, so...
And that's your story.
That is my story.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it, of course, as we go on. It's Full English Breakfast on KX93.5. Alison Tomko is here. I should say you are the executive director of the British American Business Council. So if I'm being nicer to you than I am to other guests, that's why.
Thanks.
Here's a track from the Everly Brothers that you chose. You want to introduce it?
Yes, so this is one of my memories from when I was in England. My sister and I used to... play this song and sing it together in harmony.
Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye from romance that might have been. Bye-bye. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
Absolutely. God save the Queen. Thanks to the British Hair Company for funding this show, for being our sponsor. If you want to know more about sponsorship or just being a member of the station or anything about the station at all, kx935.com is the website. I'm talking to Alison Tomko this morning on Full English Breakfast. She's the director of the British American Business Council. She's brought music in, and we've been talking about the early days of coming out here when you were 10 from Reading. Your parents came out to work. Did they really embrace the whole... Because you said that you didn't really know much about America, and it was... Like, you mentioned the mirage of the sun on the road. which, you know, never see in Britain, obviously.
Correct.
it's like 60 degrees in Britain today and raining in Leeds.
Yes.
So that's what it's like there.
Well, we do have the fabulous weather, so they loved that and took us all around to see as much as we could see in California. And
Where did you come specifically when you first arrived? What part?
Los Alamitos.
Oh, really? Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just up the road.
Yeah.
Went to the high school. It was a Griffin, and I still have 5 best friends from high school, even though that was
massive change,
many years ago.
It's a huge change for a 10-year-old girl from Reading.
Yes.
You know, it's not, it isn't particularly, I don't know, it's not a big city, Reading. Small town, really.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there a long time ago. I played at Reading Hexagon.
Yes.
It's a gig.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's a nice small town, sort of stockbroker belt around the, you know, not that far from London, but far enough to be its own place. And then to arrive here in the sunshine. Did your parents totally embrace the California lifestyle? Dad buy a surfboard or anything like that?
No, not as much as that. And they still go back and forth quite a bit. But they've enjoyed it. My dad's in Miami now, and my mum's here. She's in actually Laguna Hills, so she's close by. And
how do you do in the recent storm, the hurricane, the flood?
He had to batten down the hatches, storm shutters on, no power for a week.
My God.
But he was one of the lucky ones. He was actually only 2 blocks over from the evacuation zone, but he decided to ride it out.
Have they remained then very British? Are they sort of, do you have roast beef lunches and Yorkshire puds? And is he still a fan of British soccer and that kind of thing? Or,
well, they are not actually. They don't do the whole English cooking anymore. They do enjoy their holidays back there.
Yeah.
And they certainly will enjoy those kind of dinners and lunches when people cook them for them. But and my dad's still, he's a Liverpool fan, so he's still.
Well, they're doing all right, Liverpool. So there you go.
Yeah. So he still follows them.
Should thank his stars he's not from Leeds like me.
Oh.
Terrible.
Oh. Sorry.
We have to just hark back to, you know, like English people will say, oh, 1966, I mean, it's 50 years ago, you know. That was the last time they won the World Cup.
Mm.
But we have to go back to 72 to find a time when Leeds was winning football matches. It's very sad.
So sorry for you.
Yeah, thanks. You don't look sorry. Detect a hint of sarcasm in your voice. Never mind.
Just a smidge.
All right, so moved to the state. 1980 came out here. I've been coming here since I was a kid. You know, my dad lived here when I was a kid, so I never got that transition. I always kind of had this California thing in my blood. It was always coming as a child, but I imagine that was quite a big change. Let's move on to music. Got a George Michael, Elton John track here. Is this from Live Aid?
Yeah, it's one
first
of my. They're two of my favorites, so I thought I love this song. So we'll do the one where they sing it together.
All right. Simple as that.
Yep.
Good one. Now that we're talking about the weather a little bit, it's called Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Perfect.
From falling. chance and change your way of life. But you must read my meaning when I'm there too. Close the door and let me.
Hate to fade a song, I really hate to do it, but we've got time. It's 6 minutes long, this song, but it's beautiful. Oh, wait a minute, here we go. Elton John, everybody. All right, that's enough. So Elton John, Elton John there, and of course George Michael there, really, and then Elton John just at the very end. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, originally from Live Aid, I think, but that one recorded somewhere in the States sometime later. Brilliant. Brilliant stuff. Forget how wonderful old George Michael really was. Sadly missed.
Yes.
You're a huge fan of him then.
I was. And I am. Yeah. Actually, Wham, although I didn't love Wham, I love his stuff after that, but it was my very first concert I went to in the States.
You see,
to the Forum.
You seem embarrassed by that. You shouldn't be embarrassed. Huge concert to go to.
I know.
How old were you?
I was 15.
You're 15,
driving
right.
Driving in the back of a van, drinking our wine coolers, as you do. Mum, sorry. If she's listening.
Please.
Yeah, it was great. It was really at a really great time.
What kind of a teenager were you? Were you a good girl?
I was a good girl. Good.
Apart from the sneaky wine coolers.
Yeah, sneaky wine.
That doesn't sound really. Sounds a bit lightweight to me. That.
Yeah, I was a good girl. Good grades.
Yeah.
Tried to be kind and nice to people because people weren't nice to me when I first got here. So.
Really, that's really stuck in your mind. I mentioned that a couple of times now.
Yeah. Well, I was a bit odd looking when I got here. I sort of had this short British hairdo and sort of strange British looking clothes and. Then my mum sent me to school with sort of a big Stars and Stripes elastic belt, which was hideous.
And she was trying.
And yeah, she was trying to make
cute.
Me fit in.
She was trying. That's hilarious.
I looked a bit odd. Sounded a bit odd.
I'm not surprised people made fun of you. That kids are mean, aren't they?
Yeah.
It stays with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Oh, well, okay, so sporty? Did you do sporty stuff or were you a bit...
No, I was actually I danced.
Did you?
Yeah. I danced sort of drill team and danced through high school, and then later in life I took up ballroom dancing, actually.
Oh, do you know what? I've just been at a wedding in England.
Mm-hmm.
And there was not a big band, but does it make sense to say a small big band? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was a brass section, basically, you know, mm-hmm. a drummer and a guitar player and an upright bass player, and they were playing standards. They were a really good band. And so Ava and I get on the dance floor, and we're just standing on each other's toes, and I said to her, we should learn how to do this. Just take a few classes to get a waltz and a foxtrot down. Well, you know what I mean?
I'm impressed. It's usually the female that tries to get the...
Oh, no, she's a constant source of embarrassment to me.
Perfect. It's so much fun. So much.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't need too many lessons to just figure out, okay, a few moves so that you're not stepping on each other's toes.
It's like a box step. Yeah, it's easy.
Was that a thing at school? Ballroom dancing seems so like anachronistic, like old-fashioned or something.
No, I didn't do it till sort of later in life, but I went to see my dad dance. He actually was the one who started dancing. I went to go see him at a competition, and I thought, this is brilliant.
It's amazing to watch, yeah.
Yeah, and the Latin as well, so you have the ballroom and the Latin and the, you know, the sexy costumes.
Oh, right, and, all of that, of course. Yeah, the salsa, dancing, whatever. Yeah. That's very amazing to watch, yeah.
It was a lot of fun, so.
Yeah, I just would like to be able to, when Sinatra comes on, to be able to whisk my wife onto the dance floor and, you know, we wound up jiving, which we're not bad at.
That's good.
But it's not the same. Doesn't look as it's not got the finesse or, you know, the sort of dignified thing of it. If you ever watch out here, Americans, sometimes you'll find like a certain age group can do that two-step thing to country music.
Yes.
That's amazing to watch too.
I did that for a while as well. I had a sort of a country phase of life. I think I picked one sort of country song on my list.
Traveling Wilburys?
Well, that kind of fits in.
I may not have got it.
Did you get the Chris Stapleton?
I couldn't find it.
You couldn't?
Oh, no.
It's fab.
No, I couldn't find it. So that's one that's missing. If we're going to choose, let's pick a... I'll tell you what, I'll give you a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Pick one from these three. KT Tunstall,
mm-hmm.
Queen, and The Jam.
Well,
God, that's such an eclectic mix.
Do the Queen one, because that actually is one of the first songs that I did a dance to for ballroom dancing, since we're talking about that.
I'll just blow the trumpet of this radio station, KX93.5, and say, nowhere else will you find the Jam and Queen and KT Tunstall in a line on a radio station. It's because we get to do what we want. It's Full English Breakfast on KX93.5. I'm Jason. I'm talking to Alison Tomko, who is the executive director of the British American Business Council. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yes.
Find out about all
Love
that
to.
Stuff. We'll just find a little bit about your or her upbringing and coming out to the States. It's unusual. Usually people are adults. Most of the guests that I've had on the show have been adults when they arrived here. So your perspective is very different.
Yes.
And very interesting. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. What we're doing, Queen. Crazy Little Thing Called Love on KX93.5.
Crazy little thing I love. Crazy little thing I love. Hey, crazy little thing.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
KX93.5. It is KX93.5. That is Laguna's only FM radio station, Laguna Beach, California, IA. If you're listening elsewhere, it's as gorgeous as it sounds. Yep. Well, the weather's a little overcast today, which is fitting because this is full English breakfast. Wouldn't like it to be too nice, would we? Full English breakfast, a show in which we interview people or have a chat with people from the British Empire who are living now out here in California. I think it's an interesting perspective on life. You know, the life, because we're not Brits and we're not Americans. We're sort of something in between. Is that not correct, guest Alison Tomko?
That is correct.
Do you sometimes feel British? How does it feel to be British?
I love the fact that I'm British, and I think this job as director of the BABC came along right at a perfect time. I was just missing things British in my life, and this sort of job sort of fell into my lap, and so it's brought back things British, and I love that because it's a nice combination between who I am, who I was, and just sort of my background.
Yeah, love it's it. Kind of a full circle thing, and it is who you are because it's here. That's the thing, you know, we're Brits, but we are here, so we're not really Brits, we're something other.
Yeah,
than
and
that.
So many of us. There's so many people, British people, living here, enjoying life, but proud of the fact that they originally were British.
We're like some weird bunch of Falkland Islanders, aren't we, or something like that? I don't know. It's just different. Like we're from the Isle of Man or somewhere. We're somewhere in between. It's mm-hmm. very interesting.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your work. Can we talk about a little bit at the beginning? So how you? Because you did 20 years as an event. Organizer, producer. What's the word you would use for that?
Event planner.
A planner, that's right.
Yes.
So, wow. So you must have the patience of a saint.
I do, yes. I do have a lot of patience. So I ran my own business for a number of years while my boys were small. And then I worked at the fabulous Marconi Automotive Museum in Tustin as their event planner.
How did you fall into the thing of event planning? How was that? What, did you get a degree? Were you trained to do something else, or did you always train to do this?
No, I had a degree in communications.
Well, that'll help.
I had a number of different jobs, but they all sort of seemed to... I ended up in charge of all their events, their grand openings, arranging things like that, and it just sort of evolved into event planning.
Huh.
So, and I love it. It's a wonderful thing to do. It's so fun.
But it takes
different.
A certain kind of person, though, Alison. You're not like other women, because most organisations. So we're going to have a party. Oh God, who's going to plan it? I don't want to plan it. Alison will do it. She loves that stuff. You know, you need that person.
I am that person.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm a musician, so I play at event. But it's usually the planner that calls me, and they're usually very strict at first. They usually, because they want to make sure it's going to be right. It all hangs on their shoulders. Something's not right. They're the ones that get it in the neck.
It's true.
When I first speak to an event planner, they're usually very nurse ratchety about it.
You know? I'm not.
You don't seem that way.
No, I'm a pretty laid back, very calm event planner.
But then, because musicians are like, it's like herding spiders, you know. So I think they're, like with me, they're very sort of, let's make sure we get everything buttoned down before we're friendly. You know, make sure that you guys are actually going to show up with what you say you're going to bring and not show up drunk and be doing coke in the parking lot before the gig.
Yeah.
You know, just want to make sure that you guys
That wouldn't be good. That might get me a little more strict.
I book for the City of Laguna, book some gigs for them, and I've become much more business-like over the time I've been doing it. Like, there's always a contract goes out now and blah-de-blah, because if you don't do it that way, you could wind up, because there are great musicians and there are really professional musicians, but if you get a great musician who's also professional, that's gold.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about anything. Show up, do the gig, leave, boom, done.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I hired a fabulous band for my Christmas lunch.
Actually, I heard about this.
Did you hear about
this? Yes, I read about this in my email.
Oh, yes. Well, I stumbled across this name, and I went down to the Sawdust Festival to hear him play. Loved his voice, loved the whole concept, and hired him. So would you have any idea who that might be?
Well, it might be a band called The Beetroots, headed by a very genius gentleman called Jason Fetty. Hey, I tell you what, let's talk more about this, because I want to know what the worst clients you've ever had are.
Okay.
And you can say it on the air, just name names, name and shame. We're going to play Katie Tunstall, but let's play The Beatles, seeing as we've talked about about this event on, when is it,
December 1st.
All right, with the British American Business Council. We'll be there. It'll be my first British gig in California in 17 years. So cool, here's The Beatles. It's Alice and Tom Coe on Full English Breakfast. That is beautiful, beautiful music on Cakes 93.5. Something in the Way She Moved, of course. George Harrison's song, The Beatles there. And it's Full English Breakfast here from 9 till 10 every Sunday morning. And this week we're talking to Alison Tomko, who arrived in the United States when she was 10 years old back in 1980. So that makes her... No, I'm just kidding. Doesn't matter how old you are. And she came with her parents and... And here she is today. Now, the executive director, if you don't mind, of the British American Business Council. I believe we pronounce it Council. And so we're here today to talk about that, really, and just whatever's going on. Now, you became an event planner, which is another job. It was one of those jobs, like dentistry, where I just go, Oh my God, that must be the hardest job in the world. You have to deal with corporate relations.
Yes.
You have to deal with people's relations because they, you know, weddings and all that kind of stuff. Did you start out doing private events?
Yes, lots and lots of weddings through Orange County. Some difficult. Generally, it's the mothers of the brides. It's not generally the brides that you have trouble with. Yeah. But I've had some very interesting situations come up through the years of planning that teach you how to troubleshoot in case it ever happens again. I had a water pipe at a barn wedding up north that exploded, heading towards all the decor that we had just done.
Oh, my God.
And the only thing I could think, there's only the DJ and I there doing setup.
Yeah.
So the first thing that came into mind, I just jumped in front of the water to barricade it and screamed for the DJ. And DJ comes running down, then runs up to the house to get the owner who came down to switch off the water main.
So we'd like, just was it muddy? It's been a muddy wedding.
It was. I barricaded it. I was muddy. I was wet and, you know, soggy. And I had about half an hour before I had to head up to the ceremony and change my clothes, throw some lipstick on and go up like the professional that I am.
You have to think quickly. You're right. You have to think quickly and divert the situation so everything looks like a synchronized swimmer. You know what I mean? Everything's got to look very smooth on the top. And yet you're treading water like crazy underneath to make sure everything happens at the right time. Because you've got a neurotic mother of the bride.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
I've been very blessed, though. I've had some lovely, lovely people to help.
Have you... this isn't going to sound very nice. I don't want to not sound nice.
Go ahead.
American weddings are an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'm from a big Jewish family in the north of England. And our weddings tend to go for 3 days. A lot of herring. A lot of drunk people. A lot of not drunk people. You know, it's usually a fight. You know, not in an Irish way, not a proper punch up, but people getting upset with each other. You know, that kind of thing, and people not sitting at the right tables, and people wanting to sit at that table and not this, and blah de blah, and people complaining that it's too religious or not religious enough or whatever. So, but out here, I've noticed, 'cause I've played a lot of weddings. They do tend to be the same, and they're very quick.
It is. It seems the ceremony is always the smallest part, that it really is the most significant part, because that's actually you getting married.
You'd think.
And then it's all about the party, and it's all about the family.
It's about
presenting.
The photographs, isn't it?
And
it's about the video.
Yeah.
Because it's about what's going to happen next. It's about what's happened in the future when you look back at that stuff.
Yeah, there's some beautiful spots here, especially in Laguna Beach. I mean, the Montage, beautiful place for weddings. Lots of lovely spots, but yes, they can be a bit cookie cutter, kind of around Orange County.
And then I've found as well, when I've talked to people to do weddings, I've found like that I can say to them, talk to the bride and groom, because they want to, music's a big part of it, so they want a particular song for the processional, recessional, maybe during cocktail hour, they want to pick songs sometimes, you know.
Yes.
Which is fine, whatever. And then you'll say to them, you'll say, have you considered a sand pour? You know? And they're like, wow, that's a great idea. And I'm like, well, have you never been to a wedding before? Everybody has a sand pour. This is not like, you know. So if they can come up with one little thing that's special to them, that's the thing that makes the whole thing different, you know.
It is. And I've done some weddings in England too, and those at these, you know, stately homes and sort of castles, I mean, they're pretty special as well. So.
Yeah, it's the backdrop there, isn't it?
Yes, beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, I've just been to one in England just recently. It was great. It was at Stately Home. And, I always find them, because they're over so quickly too here. That's the other thing. It doesn't last. It's not a three-day deal.
No.
To do with the
matter
thing.
Of hours. Thousands and thousands of dollars spent on 5 hours.
I made a mistake this time, because I was being a bit, should we say, judgmental? I know you find that hard to believe.
I do find
about
that
me.
Extremely hard to believe.
But I know. But I was had a moment of humanity, and I said to this old guy, who's like, who's been married 40 years. I said, you know, a lot of talk about this wedding, but not much talk about marriage. Thought I was being clever, like I've been married 7 years, so I'm the font of all knowledge about marriage. You know.
Yes.
And he looks at me and he said, he's been married 40 years, this guy, and he goes, who knows anything about marriage? And he's right.
It's true.
You know, the wedding's where... That's what we're doing here today. We're having a wedding, so there you go. They can worry about marriage later on, and we won't have to worry about that because it's not us that are getting married. So...
Very wise.
He was very wise. Very wise thing to say. Of course, his wife wasn't there, so I don't know. Fundraisers, corporate events, different vibe altogether, I would think.
Yes. So I've done both. And this new position with the BABC...
Let's get to that. I'm sorry, we must get to that because it's 10 to 10 already.
Already?
Yes. Let's get into this because this is fascinating because you've got an organisation here that links businesses together ostensibly from Britain and America. Talk a bit about how that works.
So the group is... It's basically a networking group that we have the opportunity for businesses and people to interact, get to know each other, and do business together as well as social things together. So it's a great group. Some of the most interesting, nicest, funniest people that I've met, and it's just an absolute pleasure. I have a lovely board that support me. And we do mixers. We have a British American Business Awards coming up, actually next Wednesday, the 27th, where we celebrate businesses and their accomplishments within Orange County that maybe have links to the UK.
Yeah.
And then our big celebration is the December 1st traditional Christmas luncheon with crackers and pudding and. It's great. Santa, and we do an Olive Crest toy drive. And then we have a fabulous band. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
There's something brilliant about British expats. Because they've had a big change of life. They've come out here. And it just relaxes them a little bit, maybe. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. We do. We have a good laugh. Share a pint. It's a lot of fun.
The best bits of Britain without whatever it is that you don't like about Britain.
Well, it's the
simple stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the California weather. We do them at some lovely places.
And there's some very over-tanned people there, I imagine.
Yes.
Very serious orange tans.
But still lots of nice pink shirts, so it works out good.
You can the pink shirt with the tan.
You can definitely see the Brit influence in some of their dress.
Well, it's funny, you know, you said that people made fun of you when you were a kid when you came over here with your British clothing. But even for me at 32, or whatever it is, when I came here, I remember my brother turning to me one day and saying, you just look an idiot with your European clothes, you know.
Yeah. It is a little bit different. I always, whenever I'm at the airport picking somebody up, I can always tell when a plane from England has arrived.
Oh, totally.
You can tell.
If you wander around an airport, you can tell who's who. I can spot, we go to Israel a lot. We've got Israeli family, and we can totally spot the Israelis. As soon as you get to the level of... First of all, it gets louder, because they're all yelling at each other, because that's what they do as part of the culture. But the Brits, you can totally spot a British face.
You absolutely can.
Before they even say a word.
That's so
funny. Odd, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that sometimes. We're at the mall, Ava and I will get, and I'll say Brits over there.
Good
Brits.
People watching. Good. Yeah. Get you to figure it out quick.
Well, I'm delighted you're here, and I'm looking forward to that gig on December 1st. How can people find out about the British American Business Council? Is there a website?
So we do have a website. It's www.babcoc.org.
Yes.
And it does list all the upcoming events. It talks about how you can be a member. How you can get involved, and we'd love to have more the merrier.
Do you include people that are not really British, like, I don't know, the Welsh, say?
Yes, we have all different. We have Welsh, we have Irish, we have Scottish.
Even Irish people, wow.
Yes.
Goodness me. You have to make them show the passport, they'll make sure it's North and not South.
Exactly. Exactly.
And Scottish people too.
Yes.
Well, we've got a Scottish bird up next, Katie Tunstall. I had no idea she was Scottish.
She told me. Yes, my sister sent me the song many years ago. She has a great taste in music, and I loved it and found out she was a Scottish artist, and my mum's from Bowness. So I thought it would be fun to include.
Oh, it's great. Brilliant song. It was from that. The album was Eye to the Telescope. And it was a huge hit, this, because of the video of her doing it solo with a loop pedal and...
Yes.
And whatnot. It was really a huge hit for her. 2006, Katie Tunstall. Black Horse and a Cherry Tree on KX93.5's Full English Breakfast.
2, 3, 4. Ooh.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me?
Ooh, ooh.
But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me.
Ooh, ooh.
My heart hit a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years.
Ooh-hoo.
So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
Now I won't come back cause it's all so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see.
Ooh-hoo.
Yeah.
Ooh-hoo.
And it said no, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me.
Ooh-hoo.
For me.
It's KX93.5, it's Laguna's only FM. We were grooving so hard to that song, I almost forgot to go back on the air. Well... It goes by very quickly, doesn't it?
It does.
This show.
That flew by.
It's ridiculous, really. And you don't get to... I just get into my flow because, you know, obviously I wake up and zoom to the station, so I'm literally pulling sleep out of my eyes when we first start. And then it gets to, like, this time, 5 to 10. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, never mind. Anyway, Alison Tomko's here. She is the executive director... Let me get this right. Find me a bit of paper. Executive Director of the British American Business Council, an organisation that brings together people with British connections of one type or another to do business and to have socials and hang out and just keep that connection going. It's a brilliant idea, and I wish I'd been involved in it earlier. When I arrived, I was one of those that sort of ditched my whole British identity for a couple of years. Like I bought a pickup truck, you know what I mean, and a surfboard.
I understand. It happens. So now you can come and... Join us.
I feel confident in my Britishness now.
Yes.
Kind of.
Well, it's a great group. Love it.
No, I'm excited. I imagine they're great characters.
That's a good way to put it. Good characters.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm excited to meet more people from there. Maybe we can have some guests on. If people are listening from the British American Business Council, do get in touch because you could be on this show and bring music and hang out.
It's fun. It's first time on the radio. It was interesting picking songs that maybe everybody would enjoy and that I love. Thank
I know
you
that
very
you would.
Much.
I know you were a bit nervous, but you did not come across that way because you've got that planner's mentality.
That's right.
We're on. The lights are on. You better be on. And that's it. So it's really the same sort of thing as being a host.
It is.
When the mic comes down, we're on. Whatever's going on in your head.
I cannot wait to tell my kids and let them hear the link of it, so it'll be great.
Yeah, podcast up probably tomorrow, I'm thinking.
Okay.
at kx935.com. That's the website. If you'd like to support the station, we exist only on the friendship and kindness of others. Become a member today at the level of $5.39 a month. That's cheaper than coffee.
Let's do it. Yeah. All of us. Come on, members.
kx935.com. Big event coming up just after your event, which we will announce on Monday morning. Has a British connection too.
Yes.
That event.
So I will be there.
Brilliant. We're not allowed to say what it is yet because it's not been formally announced.
Okay.
But yeah, cool. So again, it's the British American Business Council. What's the website again?
www.babcoc.org.
Babcoc.org.
Yes.
It's easy to remember.
Yes.
Alison, thank you so much for getting up this morning and coming out here to Laguna and being on the radio. It's just a pleasure to meet you and hear your story.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun. Thank you.
Nice one. All right, we're going for breakfast now, Alison and I.
Cheers.
All right. Have a great morning. And this is KX93.5. Steve's up next. We're going to go out with ELO and Don't Bring Me Down.